LS 3 2.10
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the talk, I'd like to explore in some detail the ESA's activities in Earth observation. But before I move on to that, I'd like to talk just a little bit about the ESA's funding. This next slide, as you can see, this next slide gives a breakdown of how the overall budget for the ESA was divided up among its various programmes in one year. Now, as you can see, this chart is quite detailed, so I'm just going to talk you through a couple of key points. Now, not shown here is the total budget for the ESA in 2011, which was, in fact, a little under 4 billion euros. Now, admittedly, that sounds like a huge amount, but to give it some context, the UK government spent the equivalent of 140 billion euros on healthcare in the same year, to give one example. Anyway, back to the chart. The ESA's funding is divided into two areas, mandatory and optional. An example of a mandatory programme would be technology, here, and other activities such as developing better information systems, training programmes and so on. Earth observation is actually considered to be one of the optional programmes. However, I'd just like to draw your attention to the fact that, as you see here, Earth observation accounted for just over 21% of the total budget. Now, the reason for this is that certain programmes are only of interest to some member states involved, but not all of them, as we're going to see in this next slide,